Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. All glories to Sri Madhavendra Puri, the storehouse of all devotional service, and to Krishna. He is a desire tree of devotional service, and it is in him that the seed of devotional service first fructified. Purport. Sri Madhavendra Puri, also known as Sri Madhava Puri, belonged to the disciplic succession from Madhvacharya and was a greatly celebrated sannyasi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the third disciplic descendant from Sri Madhavendra Puri. The process of worship in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya was full of ritualistic ceremonies, with hardly a sign of love of Godhead. Sri Madhavendra Puri was the first person in the disciplic succession to exhibit the symptoms of love of Godhead, and the first to write a poem beginning with the words, Oi Dina Dayardhanatha, O Supremely Merciful Personality of Godhead. In that poetry is the seed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cultivation of love of Godhead. Mukam Kurati Vachalam Pangul Langaita Gring Jat Kripata Mahamande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Sharanam Hare Krishna. So, we are discussing today from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila. Today's verse is glorifying Sri Madhavendra Puri. And in the purport, Sri Prabhupada is explaining the unique position of Sri Madhavendra Puri. So we, the devotees of ISKCON, belong to Sri Gauriya Madhya Sampradaya. So here Srila Prabhupada is explaining Madhavendra Puri also took initiation from Madhva Sampradaya. But till his acceptance of sannyas from this line, the Madhva Sampradaya was full of ritualistic ceremonies, and not so much emphasis on love for God. But Madhavendra Puri was the first person in this disciplic succession who established this love for Krishna. And he is the first person to start that jugala worship, means worship of Radha and Krishna. So that we'll discuss at the end, because Prabhupada is mentioning a poetry or a sloka, Oi Dina Dayardhanatha. That sloka is also mentioned in the Madhya Lila 4th chapter, where the glories of devotional service of Madhavendra Puri is very vividly explained. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the disciple of Ishvara Puri, and Ishvara Puri was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And that mood and love Madhavendra Puri exhibited, that mood actually carried down in the disciplic succession. So that's why Madhavendra Puri plays a very unique role in that disciplic succession. He started something very unique. So Madhavendra Puri was a sannyasi, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he was going to different places and he came to Remuna. Remuna is a place in Orissa where famous deity of Khirchara Gopinath is there. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there with his associates, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appreciating the deity and also the glories of Madhavendra Puri. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come to that place before, from external point of view, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to appreciate that place and the deity, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the glories of that deity and Madhavendra Puri from his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri. So from this we can understand the glories of hearing from the spiritual master. We can appreciate the deity form of the Lord we can appreciate the devotees of the Lord through hearing. Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was discussing about Krishna, and one person was looking at the deity, not giving so much attention to the lecture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So after darshan of the deity was over, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "How was the eye massage?" So you are massaging our body, you are also massaging your eye. So this is not the way to see the deity form of the Lord. He said, we can see Krishna through hearing. So hearing is very, very important. We can develop love for Krishna, and Krishna also manifests in our life through Sravanam. Rukmini Devi fell in love with Krishna by hearing. The wives of the Brahmana in Mathura fell in love with Krishna by hearing. In the same way, the same principle still remains. We can also develop love for the deities, love for Krishna, appreciating the devotees only through hearing. Otherwise, it looks ordinary. Just like Srila Prabhupada, at the beginning of our Krishna consciousness movement, in America, he was discussing about the glories of Vrindavan Dham. And he was discussing, it's a Chintamani Dham, transcendental, it's made of touchstone, desire trees, all esoteric description is there in Brahma Sanghita. And devotees, those who are hearing, were attracted. And somehow they came to know this place is in India. And it is near Delhi. So what he did, one devotee bought a ticket, flight ticket, from America to Delhi, and got a taxi from Delhi to Vrindavan. And when he entered into Vrindavan, he did not see any touchstone, he did not see any desire tree. He saw only dirty things, because externally Vrindavan looks very dirty. And he saw, everywhere I saw his tool and stool. So a devotee who does not have that love for Krishna, or do not have the feeling and do not have sufficient spiritual understanding, for them is very difficult to appreciate Vrindavan Dham. So therefore, to appreciate a holy place, appreciate the deity form of the Lord, appreciate the devotees, we need to hear regularly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was able to appreciate Kirchara Gopinath, he was able to appreciate Remuna, and he was able to appreciate Madhavendra Puri because he heard all these pastimes from his spiritual master Ishwara Puri. And he was very jubilantly, very happily discussing the glories of devotional service of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri was a very unique personality, a pure devotee of the Lord. And he was doing Govardhan Parikrama. And after doing Parikrama, he was tired and he was taking rest at Govinda Kunda. And while he was doing that, because Madhavendra Puri's lifestyle was, so if somebody gives prasad, he takes, otherwise he fasts. So while he was sitting at Govinda Kunda, so he was he has not taken prasadam for a few days. And he was sitting there, so one small beautiful boy came to Madhavendra Puri. He said, in this village, nobody goes hungry. And our village ladies, they saw you, that you are chanting the holy name but not taking anything. So they sent some milk in this pot, please take it. So, Madhavendra Puri said, how do you know that I am fasting, I am hungry? He said, no, the ladies saw you are not taking prasad. So they sent this milk, so please take that milk and I will come later on and take this pot. So, somehow or other, Madhavendra Puri, by seeing that beautiful boy, was very much charmed and attracted. He did not know why. So after some time, that boy left, and Madhavendra Puri took the milk And after taking the milk, he washed the pot and waiting for that boy to come. But that boy didn't come. And he was chanting the holy name. At the end of the night, he was somehow dozing off a little bit, taking rest. And when he was taking rest, that same boy appeared in the dream and appeared as Krishna. He said, "My dear Madhavendra Puri, so I am here in a bush and I was established by Bajranav. But because there was attack, the pujari left me behind in this bush and I am just suffering from rain, suffering from cold, suffering from heat, and nobody is there. I was just waiting for you for many years. So now you have come, so you should rescue me and establish me in a good temple here." So as soon as he had the dream, he woke up. And he realized that boy who came to him was Krishna himself. And he started lamenting. So I could not recognize. So, therefore, from this we can understand that seeing Krishna or Krishna's personal appearance in our life is not so important. Even if he comes, we may not be able to recognize. So therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, don't try to see Krishna. Rather serve Krishna in such a way that he will come to see you. So that is the symptom of an advanced devotee. They don't try to see Krishna. They serve Krishna and in their service they are very happy. Because service is more important. Rather the mood that we have to, sometimes people say, oh, we are not feeling. Prabhuji, no feeling is coming. While chanting, that mood is not coming, tears not flowing from my eyes. So what's happening? Chanting for many, many years. But actually, the gopis of Vrindavan, so they do not want these symptoms of prema bhakti. While doing the seva once, the gopis were doing chamara to Krishna. And at that time, they were experiencing love of God. They always have love of God, but sometimes manifest. So that love of God had started manifesting in their body, and bodily transformation took place. So gopis were not able to serve. Then gopis said, "My dear, symptoms of love of Godhead, please don't come here. Let me serve Krishna." Because service to Krishna is more important than experiencing the ecstasy. So therefore, Madhavendra Puri is exhibiting that quality that he saw Krishna, he could not recognize him. He was lamenting for that, but immediately after that, what he did, he started following the instruction of Gopal. So instead of having experience, spiritual ecstasy, more important is to follow the instruction. So Madhavendra Puri started following the instruction of God. And he called all the villagers and established the whole thing, Annakut Mahasav. You know the story, I'll not go into detail. The lesson from this is, sometimes dreams come in our life also. Srila Prabhupada said we should not give so much importance to dreams. So in the dream Krishna appeared, in dream so many other people appeared, this happened, that happened, and sometimes we take it very seriously. But Madhavendra Puri's dream and our dream is not the same. First, we have to understand that. So the pure devotees of the Lord, those who have conquered the mode of ignorance, and those who have conquered the sleep, just like Arjuna. Arjuna was known as Gurakesha, because he has conquered the sleep. And even he was sleeping, he used to sleep. At that time, he was not sleeping. Once Krishna saw that in sleeping stage, Arjuna was chanting the name of Krishna. Very interesting. Our situation is that when we chant, we sleep. But Arjuna, while he was sleeping, he was chanting. That's a Kirtaniya Sadahari. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that, it is very difficult for us to understand how this principle applies. But for the pure devotees, they always chant the holy name of the Lord. Even they are sleeping, they are not sleeping. It's called Yoga Nidra, but for our different Nidra, it's mode of ignorance. So in our dream, what comes? The impression of the mind. Whatever impression we accumulate in this life, or contemporarily, or from different lifetimes, that impression manifests in the form of dream. But for the pure devotees, it's a revelation. It's not an impression of the mind, because they have conquered the modes of nature. So Srila Prabhupada also had dream. And he had dreams of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And what's the dream? The Guru Maharaj came in his dream and told Abhay, please take sannyas. So for a household doing business, nicely situated, Prabhupada said, by that dream, I got horrified. So I have to take sannyas. So first dream, not so, we did not take seriously. Then again, the same dream. Again, his Guru Maharaj came into the dream. And again, same instruction. So after some years, same dream. So three times. So Madhavendra Puri also will see that Lord appeared three times. Three times is very auspicious, I think. So three times his Guru Maharaj appeared in the dream of Srila Prabhupada. Then Srila Prabhupada took it very seriously. And he consulted his elder god brother, and from him he accepted the sannyas order of life. So then Prabhupada said, we should not take it so seriously, the dreams. You can take seriously the dream of your spiritual master. Because Prabhupada, and also it should be confirmed by the senior Vaishnavas, whether this dream is okay or not. And this should be the dream which you take it seriously, which is helping us to render devotional service. We should not take that Guru Maharaj came in the dream and told you, don't chant 16 rounds. So those kind of dreams should not be taken so seriously. We should take it seriously, which is favorable for advancing in Krishna consciousness. We should take it very seriously. So Madhavendra Puri, he started acting on the platform of following the instruction. That is very, very important. What is the symptom of love? Symptom of love that you are ready to do anything for him. So Gopal told, do this. He did not think, where is the money, where is the manpower, where is all the facilities, how it will manifest. We always think like that. But he never thought like that. He got the instruction, now he thought that I have to do it. How it will be done? That is the dependence on Krishna. Too much calculation, too much framing different ideas to execute the order of the spiritual master or Krishna is not so favorable. As soon as we hear, we should take it very seriously to do it. How it will be done? Krishna will help us. Because with the instruction, the potential to execute that instruction is also there. So sometimes we say, Guru Maharaj, please bless me. Prabhuji, please be merciful. So mercy flows as a product of our commitment. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was addressing his disciples and he was talking to them. And he expressed his desire that I want to do something in Darjeeling. Those who are gone to India, you know, Darjeeling is a hill station in West Bengal, famous in Bengal. And Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur had a great desire that there should be a center there. So who will go to Darjeeling, especially in winter, very difficult, winter. So nobody is willing. Said, who wants to go? Please raise your hand. Nobody is raising hand. Again and again he is asking. He said, okay, nobody is raising hand. So tomorrow morning, whomever I will see first, he will go to Darjeeling. So all the disciples got problems. So what to do? Next morning, nobody is in morning program. Only Guru Maharaj, only Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the program. So whole morning program was over and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is waiting for prasad, breakfast. So nobody is coming because whoever will be coming has to go to Darjeeling. So no prasad. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, what to do now? So nobody is bringing prasad also. Then one peon came, peon. And he is also kind of devotee. And generally when he comes, he does not allow, they don't allow him to go to Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur. So today, all the disciples, okay, go, go. So he thought some problem is there maybe today. Then he came to know that whoever he will meet, he has to go to Darjeeling. He said, I don't want to go to Darjeeling. So then the adolescent nurses had a ishtagosti. And there was a brahmachari. He said, you are a brahmachari, okay? And you should follow the instruction of the sannyasis. You go to Darjeeling. So somehow he convinced him. And when he was convinced, okay, I'll go, no problem. I'll follow your order. I'll follow the order of my Guru Maharaj. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, Sri Dharam Lakshman Hanumanji ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So then he was convinced. Now all the disciples, they said, now you should carry breakfast because already late. So he took breakfast. He carried the breakfast to Guru Maharaj. And when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw him, he was so pleased. He said, I am very pleased by your dedication that you are willing to go to Darjeeling and such a great sacrifice. So you don't have to go to Darjeeling. You are so dedicated, you will be my secretary. You always stay with me. I will find, we'll go to Darjeeling. So therefore, we have to understand, in order to win the heart of the spiritual master, we have to do something very unusual. That is very, very important. And that desire makes you empowered. Srila Prabhupada's life also. Srila Prabhupada went to America. No money, no follower, nothing. But he wanted to execute the order of his spiritual master. And his disciple also. He told, go to China. They went to China. Come to England. People came to England because of that. We are in Bhaktivedanta manner. They did not have money. They did not have patron council. Nothing was there. But they came. And everything was manifested. Why? Because they had the sincere desire to fulfill the order of the spiritual master. That is the secret of the success. When we develop that sincere desire to serve, then Krishna gives all the intelligence and Krishna provides all the facilities. But that desire has to be there. People say, Prabhuji, preaching is very difficult nowadays. So preaching is difficult all the time, in different scale. So I give the example, I heard a story, nice story. Those who are devoted, they want to do something special. But we have to do according to our capacity. Prabhupada said we should take a risk which we can adjust or digest or we can take care of it. Somebody came up with a proposal, I think in England. Prabhupada, we want to preach in nightclubs. Prabhupada said, good idea, but make sure you come back. So we have to know how much you can digest. But at the same time, we have to take some risk in propagating Krishna consciousness. So Vibhishan was the devotee of Lord Ram. And somehow or other, he wanted to spread the glories of Lord Ram. But he used to stay in Lanka, the kingdom of Ravana. He said, how, where to start? He thought, Lanka is the best place. If we can establish Ram here, then it will be easy, just like Prabhupada. He thought, if I can establish Krishna consciousness in America, then whole world, it will be easy for me. So somehow or other, Vibhishan chose that I should start from Lanka. So what he did? He wrote the name of Ram in his house, many places. So Ravana came to know. His intelligence branch gave the report to Ravana that your brother is writing the name of your enemy in his house in your kingdom. So Ravana got horrified. He said, how dare my brother is writing the name of my enemy in his house in my kingdom? How it is possible? So he came running. Said, Vibhishan, how dare you do that? So what I did? You are writing the name of my enemy in your house. It is in my kingdom. You don't know? He said, no, I have not written the name of your enemy. You don't know Ram is my enemy? He said, Ram may be your enemy, but the name whatever I have written is different. It's not your enemy. So I said, only one Ram. He said, different Ram? He said, yes. So can you explain? He said, this Ram represent little different. What is that difference? So Ra means Ravana. And Ma means Mandadiri. So this is Ram. So Ravana become very happy. He said, really, I didn't know the meaning of this Ram. So why you have written only in your house? Write the name of Ram all over Lanka. So in that way he spread the glories of the holy name. Where from he got this intelligence? Because Krishna gives the intelligence. So therefore, when you have the desire to execute the order of the spiritual master, when we have the desire to execute the order of the Lord, so many things happens beyond our ideas, beyond our material concepts. Srila Prabhupada has told his disciples, so many things are happening, I don't understand how it is happening. It's happening because Krishna is doing everything. So, when we become the instrument in the hand of Krishna, then everything becomes very, very fantastic. Because He will do for us. Because Krishna is unlimited. And when we become the instrument in the hand of unlimited, we can do things which are unlimited by nature. But if I think I am doing it, then what will happen? I am not the instrument, so I am limited. So I will do some limited achievements. So therefore, those who are intelligent devotees, they always take a humble stand and become the instrument in the hands of the previous acharyas, in the hand of Krishna. So Madhavendra Puri, by following the instruction of his beloved Lord, he established the temple of Gopal, Srinathji. So then, again, the Lord appeared into the dream of Madhavendra Puri. He said, I am feeling very hot. After doing so much abhishek also, my heat of the body has not gone away completely. Please bring some sandalwood from Jagannath Puri. So far, Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. So he got the instruction, now he is ready to go. So first he went to Navadip, met Advaita Acharya, initiated him and came to Jagannath Puri. Before coming to Jagannath Puri, he came to Remuna. And he saw the beautiful deity of Khichara Gopinath. That time it was only Gopinath. And he was seeing the beautiful Arati, asking what food you offer to Gopinath. The priest were telling what kind of food you offer to the Lord. And they said that in the evening we offered some sweet rice, it's called Amrita Keli. Beautiful sweet rice, kheer, we offered to the Lord. So it's very special item. So Madhavendra Puri, while he heard that, he was thinking, if I can get some kheer and can taste it, that I can offer it that to my Lord Gopal also. He was thinking in the mind like that. But while he was thinking, he felt very, I did an offense, it's meant for the Lord, but I wanted to taste. He felt that I committed the great offense. So what he did? He left the temple. And he went to a different marketplace. And he was chanting the holy name alone. So Pujari did the offering, completed the offering, offered arati, temple was closed. At night, Gopinath appeared in the dream. All dream story going on. So Gopinath appeared in the dream of that Pujari. He said, my dear Pujari, there is a great devotee, Madhavendra Puri. So he is sitting in the marketplace. He wanted to taste that kheer. So what I did, I kept one pot hidden. You could not recognize. It's behind my altar. You go there, it's still there. You go and get that kheer and give it to Madhavendra Puri. So Pujari woke up, took bath, immediately went to the temple, closed the, opened the altar, and he saw that that pot is there. And he was amazed. And now he got that kheer and he was searching. Where is Madhavendra Puri? Where is Madhavendra Puri? So Madhavendra Puri was chanting the holy name of the Lord. So he said, I am Madhavendra Puri. He said, you are a great devotee of the Lord. The Lord has stolen kheer for you. So then he explained the whole story to Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri was amazed. And what he did? He took that pot and he ate the whole kheer. And what he did? He washed the pot and broke into pieces and he kept in his, kept with him. And what he used to do every day, he used to take one piece of that pot and used to experience ecstasy of love of Gopinath. So then Madhavendra Puri understood, now this news will spread. What news will spread? That Lord has stolen kheer for me. So I'll become very prominent, famous. And he doesn't want to be part of that. That is the quality of a devotee. So he immediately left that place and he went to Jagannath Puri. But a pure devotee, he doesn't want pratishtha, he doesn't want fame. But fame follows him wherever he goes. Because that is the quality of a pure devotee of the Lord. Generally the conditioned soul runs behind fame. The practicing devotees also, we also want to go after fame. Oh, if some devotees glorify me, I feel very nice. But according to the scriptures, those who are very advanced devotee, if someone glorifies you, that will be like poison for them. So that is the parameter, whether we are advancing in Krishna consciousness or not. That is the parameter. If someone glorifies me, I feel happy, or I don't feel happy. If I feel happy, means there is some problem in my consciousness. So Madhavendra Puri did not want that fame. He left that place. But the fame was following him. The whole community of devotees in Jagannath Puri also came to know the glory of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri thought that now we have to go back. I cannot stay long here. But he came for a mission. He came to carry sandalwood. And sandalwood has to be carried from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan again. So 82 pound of sandalwood, I think. 40 kilos of sandalwood. For a man, very heavy to carry. So he got all the government papers and he was going back. So on the way back, he again stayed at the temple of Remuna that night. And while he was taking rest, again Gopal appeared in the dream, third time. And Gopal said, my dear Madhavendra Puri, you don't have to come to Vrindavan. There is Gopinath. Gopinath and myself are non-different. If you put sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, and by that I'll get that sandalwood, and my body will be cool. So he got up, Madhavendra Puri, he talked to the pujaris, arranged to make sandalwood pulp to be put on the body of Gopinath. And in that way, whole Chandan Yatra festival started. And Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, took that festival very seriously, and he also established this Chandan Yatra festival in different parts of the world. So he stayed there. And by this we can understand the example I was giving. Sometimes we are put into challenge by the spiritual master or by the Lord, just like going to Darjeeling. Someone committed, then you don't have to go to Darjeeling. In the same way, the Lord wanted to test Madhavendra Puri, that what commitment he has for him. So for coming back again, it was a lot of difficulty. So what Lord did, you don't have to come again to Vrindavan. So when we are committed, so Krishna also takes care of us very nicely. We don't have to worry much. So you have to focus on the service. Everything will be revealed. So Madhavendra Puri took the service and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying the glories of Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. He said, how fortunate Madhavendra Puri is that Lord appeared 3 times in his dream and Lord also appeared personally to him to give milk. So what a fortunate devotee Madhavendra Puri is. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started describing a sloka which is mentioned here. Dina Dayartha Nathaha is very significant verse for the glory of Vaishnavas. And this verse is in the in Madhya Lila 4th chapter. I forgot the verse number. At the end of the 4th chapter it is explained. And this verse was originally spoken by Srimati Radharani. And this verse was, by the causeless mercy of Srimati Radharani, was revealed to Madhavendra Puri. And this verse was tested in ecstasy by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So apart from this 3%, nobody knows the meaning of this verse. So in that way you can understand the position of Sri Madhavendra Puri. He is at the level of Srimati Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can understand the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love? Madhavendra Puri. Radharani's love for Krishna, who experienced first? That is Madhavendra Puri. So what is that mood? According to this verse, Radharani is expressing a mood of love in separation. So Vrindavan means loving Krishna. What is Vrindavan? Vrindavan means loving Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. So Vrindavan means loving Krishna. And what kind of love? Mahaprabhu wanted to give it to us. That love which was exhibited by the gopis. That is the topmost love. So that love has two features. It's called conjugal love. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachit Upasana Brajavadu Varganaja Kalpita. So gopis, they exhibited love. So two kinds of gopis, elderly gopis, Mother Yashoda, and young coward girls, Radharani and all the gopis. So which gopi? That is very, very interesting to know. And Krishna wanted to establish this love, which is explained here, is Radharani's love for Krishna. That is topmost love. Why Radharani's love is topmost? One day, I want to tell one story, although I like to tell this story in Radhastami, but I will not be here, just to explain the mood of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, how he established, although you should not compare the love of Srimati Radharani and love of Mother Yashoda. But Krishna wanted to establish this principle. Ramma kachit upasana. Which Ramma? Srimati Radharani. So, one day Krishna was talking to Srimati Radharani. He said, Radharani, your love is topmost love. Your love is unparalleled. He was glorifying Srimati Radharani. And Radha said, what happened to you today? What you are talking like this? He thought something is there. He said, your love is so intense that your love is superior to Mother Yashoda. Then Radharani said, it's too much. You are going too much today. How my love can be superior to your mother? He said, if you don't believe that, so I'll prove it. That one day Mother Yashoda will come and beg at your lotus feet to get me. Then you'll understand that Mother Yashoda will be begging from you. And in that way Krishna wanted to establish Radharani's love. So one day what happened? So in the evening, Mother Yashoda was searching for Krishna. and he was not finding. Where is he? So whilst he was searching in Vrindavan, she saw that Krishna in the midst of the gopis dancing. So Mother Yashoda got very upset. Angrily, he approached the gopis and Srimati Radharani. He said, "You don't have any feeling for this Krishna. Whole day he was in the field, herding the cows. Now he has come back. Now is the time for him to take prasad and take rest. But what you are doing, you are making him dance." So Radharani also got angry, little bit. He said, "Our Krishna doesn't go to the field. Your Krishna goes with the cows. Our Krishna always dances with us." Then Mother Yashoda took it very seriously. He said, "I thought only one Krishna in Vrindavan. But you are telling there are two Krishna?" He said, "Yes. One Krishna is with you, one Krishna with us." So good. New revelation to Mother Yashoda. He thought, "I only knew only one Krishna in Vrindavan. So there is two Krishna." He said, "Yes." So, where is my Krishna? He said, "Go and check in your house. Your Krishna will be in your house." So Mother Yashoda went back and saw Krishna is there in his house. Second came back, Krishna is here. So two Krishna. So Mother Yashoda came up with a brilliant idea. He said, "Why not let these two Krishna become friends? Because look same, name same, everything is same. So why not they become friends?" So Radharani said, "It's a good idea, but I have one fear." "What is the fear?" "If they become together, then if we get exchanged, then your Krishna come to us, our Krishna goes to you, then what will happen to us? So therefore, we don't want to take any risk. What we'll do? So we are putting a white mark on the forehead. That is our Krishna." Okay? So deal is done. So now we can have friendship. So that Krishna came into the house of Mother Yashoda. And Krishna from Mother Yashoda's house also came out. So two Krishna met with each other. Then Mother Yashoda gave an idea. So why not both of them dance? We have seen one Krishna dancing. So you will see a wonderful dance ceremony. Two Krishnas are dancing. So two Krishna started dancing. So both are dancing beautiful. Everybody is astonished to see such a wonderful dance. Then suddenly, only one Krishna. Then Radharani said, "Okay, let us go." So Radharani and gopis took Krishna and said, "Mother says, where is my Krishna?" She said, "My Krishna." He said, "No, see the mark on the forehead. It's our Krishna. So where is my Krishna?" She said, "That I don't know." She said, "No, you must have stolen, Radharani, you must have stolen my Krishna." She said, "How can I steal? We are all here. And your house is protected by the walls. Nobody can steal." So I said, no, you must have Krishna. You please give Krishna back. Without Krishna, I cannot survive. I will die." So Mother Yashoda fainted, begging at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. "Please give Krishna. Please give Krishna." Then when Mother Yashoda fainted, Krishna smiled at Srimati Radharani. Then Radharani said, what to do now? He said, "Don't worry. Chant my name in her ear. Then she will wake up and tell him, go and search Krishna in his room." So Radharani chanted the name of Krishna in the ear of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda woke up. He said, "Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna?" He said, "Go and check." So Mother Yashoda went and saw his Krishna is lying on bed taking rest. So in that way, Krishna is established. Although Krishna in Vrindavan is the worshipable object, but Radharani is Krishna, is topmost Krishna. Ramma kachit upasana braja vadhu parganaja kulpita. That is the topmost love. So, Srimati Radharani was experiencing that love. But that love has two aspects, sambhoga and vipralambha. You experience that love by associating with each other and being separated from each other. He said, by the mercy of devotional service, we get Krishna. And by the mercy of Krishna, we get separated from Krishna. When Krishna gives special favor to the devotee, what he does? He separates the devotee from him. Why he does that? Because, it is explained, in the spiritual platform, here in this world, separation means pain. In the spiritual world, when a dear devotee of the Lord is separated from Krishna, they experience a different pleasure. And that is called Vipralamba Bhav, love in separation. And when Krishna gives that separation, because after separation, when they unite again, they experience million times happiness. And Krishna wanted to give that happiness. So when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, Radharani was feeling that separation. And in that separation, Radharani chanted this sloka. That is the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas never say that I have seen Krishna. Gaudiya Vaishnavas never claim that I am united with Krishna. He Radhe, Brajadevi, Kecha, all the Goswamis, they always feel separation from Krishna. Because that is the mood Manavendra Puri has established. That was the mood Radharani has established by this sloka. So Madhavendra Puri has established this sloka, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was experiencing the love of Srimati Radharani in Jagannath Puri last 18 years, he was meditating on this sloka. So such a glorious sloka, it was composed by Madhavendra Puri. That's why Madhavendra Puri is a very unique personality in our parampara, who has established this conjugal love in separation. And Mahaprabhu has picked up that. And he distributed that love. So therefore, we are eternally grateful to Madhavendra Puri that he could understand the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he composed this verse, and the same mood was carried down by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which was not known to anybody else other than these three. We are not able to understand, but at least we can know by the causeless mercy of the previous acharyas, by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Puri and Srimati Radharani, that it is accessible to all of us, that mood, which is very, very rare. So that is very, very important. Mahaprabhu came to give that mood. And that mood was not exhibited by Madhavendra Puri. This mood was exhibited while Lord Ramchandra was there. When Lord Ramchandra was performing pastimes, he came to Navadvip Dham. And he came to Modadramadip, one of the nine islands of Navadvip, and he was sitting under a tree and was smiling. And while Ramchandra was smiling, happily seeing the beautiful form of Navadvip Dham, then Sita Devi came and said, "Why are you so happy?" He said, "Now by seeing the beautiful feature of Navadvip Dham, I am feeling happy because I will appear in Kali Yuga. You also appear. So I'll appear as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and you'll appear as Vishnupriya, and Kausala also appear as Sachimata. So at the age of 24, I'll take sannyas." Then Sita Devi did not feel good. He said, "If you have to take sannyas, then why you have to get married?" He said, "There is also reason behind that." So in this pastime, he said, that you'll go to the forest. Sita Devi didn't realize that, because it is before Sita Rani was sent to the forest. So he said, in this pastime, he told to Sita Devi, that you'll go to the forest, and I'll worship your golden form. In exchange, in my pastime, says Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I'll go to the forest, and you worship my golden form. And he said, this is the mood I want to spread, that conjugal love in separation. While I'll be separated, Vishnupriya Devi was in separation for 80 years. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Vishnupriya's age was 16. And Vishnupriya Devi lived for 96 years. 80 years of separation. While he was in that separation, but she was experiencing the highest mellow of devotional service, conjugal love in separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give that love. And Lord Ramchandra revealed that to Sita Devi. And that was revealed in Navadvip Dham. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that topmost love of the spiritual world, the conjugal love in separation. And that is the verse which is spoken here in the purport by Srila Prabhupada, exhibiting that same mood of Srimati Radharani. Because originally this sloka was composed by Srimati Radharani, manifested in the heart of Madhavendra Puri and tested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by their causeless mercy, we can also experience that mood in this Gaudiya Sampradaya. And that is the glorious feature of Gaudiya Sampradaya. And Madhavendra Puri is that unique personality who has made this parampara so unique by introducing this worship of Radha and Krishna in conjugal love in separation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shripad Madhavendra Puri ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Gaur Premanande. Any question or comment?